Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's battle time.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Derrick Henry!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What's at stake with the Ravens and Cowboys playing each other?
A lot, I would say. I think the Ravens are going to be okay.
Rashad Bateman wide open.
The Cowboys are massively interesting now because, like, we've seen one really impressive week and we've seen one really awful week.
Today's guests, Prime Video Thursday Night Football analyst Andrew Whitworth, plus your phone calls, complete Week 3 recap, and much more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yep. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Second to last Monday here in the first September of 2024 National Football League season. Good to see everybody here on the Roku channel. Good to have everybody listening to us. If that's how you choose to consume our program, we appreciate the listen on terrestrial radio or Sirius XM Odyssey, TuneIn, and also our podcast. All 3 hours are consumable every single day, and also part of the RSS feed of the Rich Eisen Show podcast network is Overreaction Monday that Chris Brockman and I will record as soon as we are done with this week 3 Monday in advance of not one but 2 Monday Night Football games tonight. The Bills trying to stay undefeated and join 4 other teams that survived week 3 as undefeated teams, and they're taking on a Jacksonville Jaguars team desperate to avoid an 0-3 hole, while the Bengals are desperate to do that against a Commanders team that, if they win, indeed can have a piece of the NFC East lead through 3 weeks if they somehow shock the world. Like, that's not possible after what we just saw over this weekend. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Rich, I'm great.
Good to see you. Booth DJ House. Mikey D is in these nuts. Good to see you. TJ Jefferson.
How about them Cowboys?
Somewhat unbowed, not broken.
I mean,
good to see you. I got it.
You know what's coming.
Hey, you know what? But we're not leading with that.
Oh, thank God.
We're not leading with that. Oh. Although, I guess, in a way,
we don't have to, right?
No. In a way, we are. This National Football League season is my 22nd with NFL Network, 22 of them. This is our 10th here on the Rich Eisen Show as we celebrate our 10th anniversary.
How about that?
Coming up in just a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact.
The kid from Staten Island. So look at him now.
We've been at it for a while, basically. And I don't recall the first 3 weeks playing out the way that we're seeing right now, because it's kind of anybody's league. And I say that with an upward register. Tick because I'm going higher register on that because it's tough to believe because you've got of the undefeated teams we're dealing with right now, of the 4, potentially 5. We're dealing with a 2-time defending Super Bowl champ that does have Patrick Mahomes. They're undefeated. And so are the Steelers and the Seahawks and Vikings.
Skull.
And the Bills could be undefeated by the end of tonight. You tell me if those teams can't beat the Chiefs on any given Sunday, because that's the team you have to beat when they're back-to-back champs. And they have negotiated their first three games of the season without a loss, but not without showing some warts. And last night, a perfect example of what happens when you take on a two-time defending Super Bowl champ in your own building, where the man who signs the checks is getting his name on the building itself. And Arthur Blank going into the Falcons Ring of Honor last night. I mean, kind of fitting.
Right.
I mean, having his name on the building that without him doesn't exist.
I can't wait until you induct yourself into the RES Ring of Honor.
I already am in there.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm already in there.
What took Arthur so
you
long?
You didn't want to wait? You know, okay.
I'm already in there. But it's a big night for the Falcons, you know. And they're coming off of that rousing comeback dub in Philadelphia. And had the Chiefs where they wanted them, which is on defense. Mahomes not with the ball. And one touchdown and you win it. Just like last week. You're down by a touchdown. Your team is driving to win it. And you're trying to leave no time left for the other quarterback. And they did it to Jalen Hurts last week and picked him off at the end and come up with the win. And last night, the Falcons could not, because they did not play perfect football. And yes, there was a dreadful non-call in the end zone on the second to last drive for the Falcons, where Kyle Pitts clearly was interfered with, without a doubt interfered with. Ball should have been first and goal for the Falcons on the 1 yard line. And we're just going to assume they were going to score when all they needed was 1 yard last night at the end of the game. And decided to run it east-west on Nick Bolton instead of north-south. Whatever. And if they had actually absorbed the non-call in the end zone and not gone for it on 4th and 5 from the 6 and kicked the field goal with their deadly accurate field goal kicker, they wouldn't have to have gone for it on 4th and 1. You kick the field goal, you win. That said, there's a lot of ifs, buts, candies, and nuts. And it does play into the narrative that the Chiefs have the refs in their back pocket. Although the Falcons got not one, not two, but three first downs due to Chiefs defensive penalties on the final drive that wound up being stoned on downs by Nick Bolton flying through and getting Bijan going to his left. So there's a lot. And as a matter of fact, Raheem Morris even pointed that out last night, you know, when he was asked about the non-pass interference call. I believe it was D. Orlando Ledbetter, one of the Pro Football Hall of Fame inducted scribes. And this exchange was quite something when Raheem Morris was asked about it.
Coach, we were just on the phone with the league office. They said the third down play was a judgment call on the field, and they didn't see the pass interference. It looked like it was clearly pass interference on the replay.
I like my money, Led. I like my money that Arthur Blank gives me.
For another play, you don't have to get fined for that.
Yeah, you do. I'm very smart enough to be aware enough to talk about officials. They made the call, or they didn't make the call. It is what it is. We had a chance to win the football game on the last play of the game.
He was also asked about why not going for a field goal in that second to last. Exactly what I was saying. I'll be honest with you. I was stunned they went for it on 4th and a big, huge ass chunk. And I understand you don't want to give the ball back to Mahomes.
Well, yeah, and you're not assuming you're going to stop them on a 3-and-out. They only needed one or two first downs.
Right, and the way that they did stop them on a 3-and-out to get the ball back, to drive down and be stopped on 4th and 1, you could make a case that the reason why Mahomes went 3-and-out is because he was backed up in his own end, not starting from his own 30, which is where he would likely would have started because,
yeah,
you know, when you go for the field goal and you're down just two, you are going to boom. Koo is going to boom that thing all the way, you know, sure, to Gwinnett County. You know what I mean? You're not going to run the risk of having somebody run through it.
Well, and it was it Kelsey who dropped the third down play or whoever dropped it on third down? You're not going to assuming that you're going to drop
because, again, the Chiefs, though, are not firing on all cylinders.
Right.
With all due respect to Carson Steele, their run game is going to be less than without Pacheco. You know, Rashee Rice is picking up the slack where Kelsey has left I mean, they're not connecting at all. 15 and 87 are not connecting at all. And you're always going to, whenever Mahomes and Kelsey are not connecting, you're going to assume it's because the Chiefs are beatable. You're going to assume that you are now kryptoniting that Superman. And yet, they're going to keep finding ways to win. And that's the ultimate point that I'm taking out from this game, is in a league where nobody's running away with it. Nobody. I think we can make that case right now. You can start to see seeds being planted, right?
Yeah, and you're trying to assume. Still.
Well, I mean, a perfect example. Yeah. I called the Texans the 49ers of the AFC, and they got manhandled by 3-0 Minnesota.
Yeah. Big shocker.
Right? We looked at the NFC South teams that were 2-0, Bucks beating the Lions, avenging last year's season-ending loss, coming home at 2-0. With another rookie quarterback coming into their house. They already handled Jaden Daniels in week one. Bo Nix, who couldn't seemingly tie his shoes, comes in and puts together easily the best performance by a rookie quarterback this season so far, without question.
Yeah.
And by the way, it took a lot for me to start diving into all those Broncos fans who are getting on me in week one after that loss in Seattle, where I'm like, there's a lot to like about Bo Nix. I'm seeing, because it's that moxie and that want to and that can do and all of that. But I also saw what he did in week two, and I was stunned to see that yesterday. And then the Saints go from scoring 91 in two games to 3 points in three quarters.
Yeah, where was
against an Eagles team that was hot butter knifed by Kirk Cousins last we saw in the final throws of that game.
Brutal for most of it.
You know, and you're going up and down the Carolina freaking Panthers. I'll just say those three words right now about anything that's unexpected. Six teams won their first games of the season yesterday, this week. And so what I'm saying is the differentiator may just be, in the long run, now, obviously, it's a marathon that we're currently sprinting right now. And we saw last year a Chiefs team flip the switch. And that's why we're talking about them being back-to-back champs. But the difference may just be a team that's been like, we've been there. We've done that. We've done it 2 years in a row. We got a bunch of people with rings, plural, on their fingers. And nothing phases them. Nothing. What's going to phase them? An injury? A three and out? An interception? What is actually going to phase this team? I don't think anything does. You know, three defensive penalties to give the host team that's gone down inside your red zone two straight times, down by five? Is that going to phase you? Fourth and one, that's going to phase? I mean, it just doesn't. It's not going to phase the coaches. What's going to phase Reed at this point in time? What's going to phase Spagnuolo? Like, nothing. You know? What's going to phase their kicker? Not even MSNBC. You know what I mean?
He missed right. Oh, he missed one,
wide
man.
Right. Not too wide right. I mean, he did miss right.
Doinked.
No. Seriously, like, what's going to phase this team right now? And that may be the ultimate here. But I'm not going to sit here and say that there is a five-alarm fire in Kansas City, not when they're 3-0 and x-rays negative on Justin Herbert's ankle. Great news for the Chargers, but he couldn't last the day in Pittsburgh yesterday. Here come the Chiefs. And after them, We were sitting here just in the last week, and it could be, who knows, back to the first 2 weeks for the Saints. But the Kansas City Chiefs have New Orleans on a Monday night at home after that before a bye. Maybe they'll get even healthier before at San Francisco, who's only going to get healthier, one would assume. They can't get much more hurt. Although the Rams are saying hold our beer while they celebrated in their locker room with a monster comeback win that will hit later on. But that's the general gist I'm seeing of this league right now. You know?
I think, too, the biggest thing that we can take away from week three is we don't know anything. This has been the preseason for so many of these teams, and you're telling me a 1-2 team can't win the division or any division that Correct. They're in? I think that'd be foolish.
There's an 0-2 team tonight hosting the Washington Commanders that I think is still going to win their division. With all due respect, you know what I feel about Tomlin and the Steelers, but
if Jacksonville gets a win tonight, I'm not ruling them out as
they'll be just a game out
in the South.
They'll be
know?
A game out.
Too early to tell anything at 3 weeks, but it's by far the weirdest I can remember.
Well, there's only two things that you could say for sure. Well, three. One is nothing faces the Chiefs.
Yeah,
nothing will
agreed.
Face the Chiefs.
No amount of adversity.
And that may win the day where it seems like everybody's got a flaw right now.
Right.
Okay. Two is if you play tackle in the National Football League, you best be seeing the right hip of your guard to your right or left because there's going to be a flag on it.
Yep.
It's become the illegal procedure league. And three is never count out Andy Dalton, ever.
Comeback player of the year.
Oh, my God. That's a great one. I didn't think about that one. But there's so much to unpack, everybody. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Overreaction Monday podcast as soon as we're done. Keep an ear out for that later on. Andrew Whitworth of Prime Video. Their next game is 1-2 Dallas at 1-2 Giants. And we'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys when we come back. And so much more right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Are you struggling to close deals? Business to business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it actually for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back here on the program, couldn't help but notice somebody has a Rams hat in front of him instead of his Red Sox hat for a change.
Mikey, whose house?
It was Rams' house yesterday.
Did you go?
Rich, I work.
You were part of the problem yesterday, Mike. Look,
I'm not part
not
of the
me,
problem.
Diehard Rams
I
fan.
Work there were on Sundays.
Like 80% red yesterday. Dude, and you're part of the problem.
Rams were going silent snap count in their own house.
Mike, be part of the solution. Come on. Whose house?
I am part of the solution. I've paid a lot of money to the solution.
To not go.
But I paid.
What were you working? What were you doing yesterday?
We had three afternoon games. One was his poopy ass team.
Poopy ass team. Yeah, his PAT. I thought that stood for point after attempt.
Second half to come back. We were talking about it before. TJ and I had a good conversation.
Try.
Poopy ass. I didn't bust his chops today.
What do you mean? So you're working faders for the NFL?
I do game breaks after my morning show.
Game breaks.
Yes. Taking Sunday off and support your team.
No, I make money. I paid a mortgage on Sundays. I got to pay that. Come on.
That's pathetic. You're not a real fan. You're not a real fan.
But yes, it's disgusting how many fans don't go to the Rams game.
Yeah, you being one of them.
Come on.
Who'd you give your tickets to?
Oh, to Rich. They paid my mortgage for another month on that.
Rich,
you don't even know.
You don't even know who did he give his tickets to?
No, who do you sell his tickets to?
You said give.
There's no give in my vocabulary.
Like, I got granted some preseason.
I gave him preseason tickets.
Somebody, come on. Somebody probably showing up in a...
Tom
Rathman jersey, right?
By the way, when I go to the games, I get abused by the people sitting next to me. They're like, you sell them to the other team every time. I'm like,
so many Niner jerseys, yesterday.
Oh, was it
somebody
Niner
showing up
it
in crazy. A Garrison Hurst gamer. from the Mooch era.
Man. Brent Jones.
That's right. Brett Jones. Yeah, man.
Ricky Waters.
Yeah, all those guys.
Not me.
Not you.
Who's
back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. What has happened? Here's the headline. What has happened to the Dallas Cowboys at home? What has happened to them? What has happened to them? This is a team that won 16 games in a row before the Packers came in and went up 20-7 on them at halftime in a playoff game where they damn near gave up 50. And the way that ownership handled the loss is something that's now spun into 2024, as we talked about all off season long. We were talking about where are the supplements to a team that has a roster or had one last year that could go deep into the playoffs, but a young team that played more together, more dynamically, faster, smarter, stronger, boat raced him out of the playoffs. And the owner says, I'm going all in with the team. I thought that meant seeing what was a problem and going into the free agent market to fix it, to go all in one time with a quarterback and a receiver needing new contracts. And they hardly do anything, certainly on offense. They don't even draft a running back. I mean, you could tell the way through it. At least, again, from my perspective, sitting at this desk and on my couch and on the NFL Network desk. Notice I put the soft stuff in the middle. Desk, couch, desk. By the way, it's a double stuff with that couch.
It's a nice couch.
Okay,
like
listen.
Like an Oreo.
You could see. What way to take the pressure off of Dak? What way to take the pressure off the offense? What way? Run it. That's why I said Derrick Henry. Honestly, I know this is an I told you so situation. It gives me zero pleasure, and I will always admit when I'm wrong. But outside of 88, outside of CeeDee Lamb, who were the Ravens worried about this week? Who? Tell me, who was keeping Harbaugh up at night all week long? 11 and 88, and by proxy, 4. That's it. Honestly, defensively, well, there's Diggs, too.
Jake Ferg, 87?
But
90?
Offensively, who is concerning you? Because defensively, they can't stop the run.
Nope.
At present. And offensively, they're putting their defense back on the field too quick. They're not prolonging drives. They're not balanced. And you're getting blown out in the first half of games at home, which is supposed to be your bread and butter. So what's happened? And all I could sit there and think yesterday was, boy, what would it have been like if 22 wasn't in purple, but he was having the star on the side of his helmet? That's all I kept thinking about. And when I heard Jerry Jones saying all in, and I came back from the combine saying, hey, guys, guess what I heard 10 days before free agency? I heard all in means nothing else. It's everything that you currently see here. They have no plans. And they might not re-sign their coach. They might not extend their coach. And they may not extend their quarterback and their receiver, which, by the way, lasted all the way until August. As we know, it lasted all the way until September for Dak. He signed his contract the day they opened up against the Browns.
like 2 hours before the game.
I mean, that shouldn't hinder your preparation, though. I'm sorry.
How does it not?
Because you know you're going to get paid. Like you,
guess what?
He's a professional. I believe that he would put that to the side.
But I think we're...
I think it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm granted.
No, I understand it. I think... We're now getting caught up in something that's insignificant because the result we saw later that day, they eviscerated the Browns, which makes the last 2 weeks even more surprising. But Derrick Henry ran through the Cowboys, who had to spin its wheels in two-minute mode. And by the way, talk about miracle of miracles, get an onside kick recovery. In this day and age where you basically have to shout it out. You could, if it was an open air stadium, you can get one of those airplanes to drag around a sign saying we are about to onside kick.
Right now.
You have to declare it.
Yeah, this is happening.
There's no surprise. They pulled it off. But Henry with a 151, 25 rushes and 2 scores for a team that we were talking about. What's their identity? Do they know how to run it with Derrick Henry? And Harbaugh and Monken finally, when it came down to it towards the end of the game, when they needed a score from him, actually, you know what? Put their quarterback under center with a fullback in front of him. Like, that's the stuff. And then did some runs with Lamar and so on and so forth. But Cowboys fell down so far and had to spin its wheels back. And all I kept thinking, how different things could be if Derrick Henry ran for Dallas yesterday. And I'm sorry to do this, but we asked him. Dallas never even knocked on his door. This was Henry during the spring after he signed with the Ravens. Did the Cowboys never ring your phone up, Derrick Henry? That never happened?
Never happened. Okay. Which I'm not mad. Because, I ended up in Baltimore, so it worked out.
No.
Perfect for me.
And I totally understand, why, me even poking around could be viewed by you in any way, shape, or form as, or for anybody out there to take it that, you might not be happy with the way things worked out. Obviously you are, and it's apparent why, because they love running the ball, and more do they love the style that you bring to the game. But, Cowboy fans were dreaming of you with a star on the side of your helmet. That's for sure.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff out there talking about me wanting to go to the Cowboys and quotes from the Pivot podcast I did, but just to make things clear, I wanted to be a Raven. They were my number one choice. Like I said before, I didn't know going into free agency if they were still being interested, which they were, and I was happy that they were because that's where I wanted to go. I felt like they fit me. Their culture fits my style. And, if they wasn't, then I thought the Cowboys would have been a good place for me as well because I stay in the offseason. I've been here for a long time. I train here, so I was right down the street. So that's why they would have been another option.
Truly, doesn't give me any pleasure to run that sound back. Trust me, Cowboys fans, especially, and here's the proof. I'm wearing the same shirt today that I did on April 9th. Same exact shirt, and it's just...
Looks great.
I think it does, but yeah. I just want to let you know I have washed it in the interim. Jerry Jones asked about why didn't you sign Derrick Henry yesterday? You could set your watch to this on April 9th when we talked to Derrick Henry, knowing that these teams were going to face each other. We hadn't had the schedule yet. We didn't know that you could set your watch for it week 3 at that point. Hit it.
Watching Derrick Henry do what he did, it didn't make you rethink your approach to the run game?
We couldn't have felt better.
Why not? you could.
Yeah. I don't know. Why can't you buy a mansion when you live in a different kind of house? We couldn't afford it. We can't make that all fit. As simple as that.
I know he laughed when he was asked, why couldn't you afford it? He laughed, and I'm sure he's laughing. He's like, hey, man, I'm paying $94 million for a quarterback-wide receiver combination. And my point is for the extra $14 million over two, whatever you could do to fit that in the cap, to make the $94 million per work, you need that guy. And right now, Zeke ain't it. And Rico Dowdle ain't it. And it's on Brandon Cooks and Jalen Tolbert and Jalen Brooks and Kevontae Turpin. Jake Ferguson, right? Dude, that's it. Because no one else walking through that door. DeAndre Hopkins not walking through that door. I guess you can sort of make a deal at some point midseason.
Yeah, but you got to look at it this way, too. Like, who thought Juwan Jennings was going to be the greatest wide? Like,
you are not
talented
wrong.
Players on these rosters,
correct?
Right? Just because they're not household names, just because not everyone knows them.
Look at the Packers.
There's obviously these guys are National Football League players.
They got to step up.
There's got to be some talent there. But, Rich, I'm not surprised this happened. Is anyone surprised based upon the fact that...
I am surprised that you're getting boat raced in first halves,
well,
yeah.
I mean, the Derrick Henry thing, because we all kind of knew once the schedule came out. We didn't call him. We didn't sign him. Oh, he's playing Dallas. You know what's happening, right? It was already written as far... like. I fully expected him to run up our chest and down our back, and he did. And you know what? We deserved it. You had it coming. You could have had him, perhaps, and you didn't. You know, Chris, that chart where that dude did where he was like F around and find out?
Yeah, totally.
That's what the Cowboys did. I wrote it up here. You see, they could have had Derek. They needed Derek, so they were effing around, right? And then they didn't sign Derek, so great. Then they found out by getting marked by
like
Derek.
It.
They effed around, yeah. And they found out.
Can you send that, can you scan that to
the Louvre?
To Everett North?
Oh.
To the guys at home?
Yeah.
I think that should be part of the new RES consulting handbook to send to people.
F around and find out.
I like it. I like it. That's a chart. That's a great chart. I appreciate it. I like the artwork. I think you've put some thought into it, time into it. I appreciate it. We should have that from now on. Well done. What's on the other side?
Oh, these are my notes from my Tony Khan interview.
Okay, there you go. Very good. All right, that's good. I'm glad you're just grabbing scrap paper. Yeah, look, that makes it even better. That makes it even better.
Because I recycle,
people. Because that's the way it seems the Cowboys put their team together this year.
I recycle, you know.
Dude, I'm telling you. So let me just push back, though, on my own opinion here, because I did predict on the Overreaction Monday podcast last week that we would be saying this week that the Cowboys are in trouble.
Yeah.
I will just say this. You know what's a brand for the Cowboys from last year and the year before that I'd like to see from them again, that they need to see from them again, is on brand going into MetLife against the Giants and Spankalanka.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's coming in 3 days. They can get the taste out of their mouths. They can go on the road again. They can just feel like they can band together and feel like the world's against them and circle the wagons and go tell Daniel Jones, not today. And then they're at Pittsburgh on a Sunday night. Holy cow, is that a monster game before Detroit visits, then a bye at San Francisco, at Atlanta, home for Philly and Houston. Oh, baby, do we need to see these guys I mentioned? I am calling them out. One of them has an opportunity to say, I'll take the pressure off of 88. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
Who is going to guard Malik Nabers?
See, I thought this was a given, right? Until yesterday.
What if he did? I'm like, Diggs will be there. Put Diggs on him.
I don't know, man. Because the Giants looked pretty decent yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you what. Malik Nabers is supremely talented. This just in. But, you know, we've got days to talk about it.
Okay.
But that's my take on the Cowboys. And the Ravens did what they had to do. Boy, howdy.
Must win for the Ravens. Right?
You know, right. and John Harbaugh's got a lot of tape in the back end of that to say, we're not celebrating here, gents. That's what we needed to do. And they have to turn that around because their next game is Sunday night, home for Buffalo at Cincinnati. They needed that win in the worst way that they need that win. And again, Harbaugh's got a ton of tape from the late third, early fourth to say what happened there and focus them right away on Buffalo after they scout him tonight on Monday Night Football. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take a break. We'll talk Eagles, and we'll also discuss your undefeated quarterbacks and who they are. This has just been an absolute wild first 3 weeks of the NFL season that nobody could predict. Good luck calling in next year for the win-loss game, everybody. And you should be glad we're not checking anybody's work.
We should.
I bet you people are on the line right now.
But we'll check Nick Sirianni's work from yesterday next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash. That's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you.
use my promo code RICHEISEN24 for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Promos not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness. Your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Boy, do we love having fun on this program and watching you take it in and feeling our feeling the same way, to be honest with you. And and so when Keegan-Michael Key came in a couple weeks ago, Ken Tulo, one of our producers, came up with the idea of having him turn into Mr. Garvey for some NFL player names. The number one video on our YouTube channel over the week was the short version of that segment. Instagram, it's already been seen close to 6 million times. TikTok, over 2.5 million times. Boy, do we love that you love it. And what we particularly love is when the players themselves feel that too.
Yeah.
And the Chargers sent out this video over the weekend with Ladd McConkey. Or should we say,
get it right,
Ladidi McConkey.
Bad. And what do your teammates call you?
Ladarius. Ladidi now.
Ladidi now.
He's never going to get escape that.
We're factors.
The Chargers are calling him Ladidi.
The other players. I mean,
as they should.
I would say our work is done here.
Oh,
but
no.
Our work has only just begun.
It's truly just begun.
It's only just begun.
Guys, can I share something with you?
This and the Bucks had Chassé McLaughlin. Chassé McLaughlin. Two for two
on that. And you know, in 2 weeks, I will be in a booth in Tottenham Hotspur.
G-Reg.
Okay? For Jets-Vikings. And G-Reg Zerillion will be kicking field
G-Reg.
Goals. G-Reg. G-Reg Zerillion.
G-Reg Zerillion.
By the way, for what's shaping up to be
a
nice football game.
Yeah, we didn't have high hopes at first.
Super Bowl preview. Dude,
and how about my Munich game now, huh, guys?
Wow, look at you.
Back here on our program, YouTube TV. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's not too late. It's not too late. You got to get it. It's so much fun. 7 early, 5 late yesterday. Saw it all. Thanks to the Multiview. And you can watch at least 4 games up to one place. And when you bundle YouTube TV and NFL Sunday Ticket together, it is the perfect way to watch a football Sunday. Certainly if you've got players on multiple teams due to fantasy. Sign up today at youtube.com/NFLST right now. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games. Seth in Brooklyn, New York, you're here on The Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Seth?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
What's going on?
Not much. Just having a nice little victory Monday here.
Okay. Giants? Is that what it is?
Unfortunately, no. I am one of those that is an Eagles fan. Ah. That lives in New York.
Eagles fan in Brooklyn.
Whoa.
All right. you're like, all right. So you must be excited. Do I go up? You're excited?
Super high, right?
Seth?
Yeah, you know, I feel good. I mean, for me, it's wins are paramount over anything else. You know, getting the W is it, baby.
Well, Seth, here's what I'll tell you, man. And, you know, stay strong there in Brooklyn as an Eagle fan. My gosh, that's something. And thanks for the call here. Thanks for the call here. Through 3 weeks of the NFL season, you know, we always do way too early awards. I think that's next week. We always do it at the quarter post point, right? MVP of the NFL season through 3 weeks is Saquon Barkley. Where would the Eagles be without this guy? I'll tell you where they'd be, 0-3. And I understand he didn't catch one against the Falcons that led to Kirk Cousins shocking them in week 2. And you want to pin it on him? You'd be foolish, Philly fans. You would be foolish. This guy yesterday saved the Eagles' bacon. And one guy in particular whose bacon he saved is his head coach.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. because this thing was absolutely all in Nick Sirianni's lap. And you'll hear in a minute, this is the way he wants it. He takes responsibility for everything, which you want to see accountability, obviously, from the top down. But three touchdowns in Brazil. Did the Eagles beat the Packers in Brazil on that night without Saquon's night? I don't think so.
No chance.
Were they even in it against the Atlanta Falcons without Saquon Barkley?
Nope.
Think about this, guys. I know DeAndre Swift was a nice player. What if he was there? What if Saquon was still in New York? What if Saquon went somewhere else if the Giants were obviously not going to pay him?
What if he went to Chicago?
What if he went to Chicago is another one. Sure. How would that look instead of DeAndre Swift there? Different. It would look different. The Eagles defense stepped up yesterday against a team that was scoring points at will. At will. Whenever they wanted. Derek Carr is thinking, you know what I'd like to do? A 7-yard touchdown to Raheed Shaheed. Boom. You know what I want to do? I want to dump it up.
Like Oprah, you get a touchdown. Yeah, you get a touchdown.
Kamara gets a touchdown. Olave gets a touchdown. That's the way they were playing, and the Eagles defense showed up and showed out. That was great. But Nick Sirianni's play calling. I know I'm second-guessing a coach, which is just kind of low-hanging fruit, but I didn't get a lot of these decisions he was making. Especially the one before the end of the half. Especially that one. I mean, you got 14 seconds left. It's fourth and one at the Atlanta 15. You got a timeout in your pocket. And they go for it. New Orleans 15, okay? They're on the New Orleans 15. Fourth and one, 14 seconds left. You got a timeout in your pocket. I'm like thinking to myself, okay, you want to do one push play and then call your timeout and get one more shot at the end zone? Really? And then they don't run the push play. They run it to Saquon instead, and he stopped. And even if you do get it, you get one more shot at the end zone. That's it. You're just risking it for one more shot at the end zone. I understand you want to be aggressive, and you're like, you don't want to. I don't understand why coaches feel like kicking field goals and taking easy threes are seen as capitulating these days or weakness. As opposed to living for another day and getting points on the board.
It's very hard to score in the league.
Tying the game is kind of great. You go to halftime and go, wasn't that great of a half, but we're tied. We're moving it. We're overcoming a bad turnover or two by our quarterback. A terrible interception in the end zone. And then a fumble after that. As a matter of fact, it's amazing the Eagles won this game. An interception in the end zone followed by that fumble by Hurts, then that downs decision before halftime where you're turning down three and you get nothing just for the risk of trying one more shot at the end zone. It's not like you got that much more runway on the other side of your attempt. And then they go for it again on downs. Fourth and three at the New Orleans 34 to start the second half. You're turning down a 51-yard field goal from Jake Elliott saying no there again. And you're sacked and stopped again. But later on, you'll go for it after Saquon saves your bacon. Rips one off to give you the lead 7-6, a 65-yarder, boom, out of nowhere. And then you get the ball and you're at the New Orleans 42 on 4th and 11. And that's when you send out your kicker for a 60-yarder. He misses. New Orleans gets it back, scores, and you're saved again by a Goddard 61-yard catch that I don't know what the hell the Saints were doing on defense there. You're just watching a tight end in a day and age where people are starting to think tight ends are not fantasy football-worthy players anymore. And he's ripping off a 61-yarder.
Goddard was a beast.
I mean, just save the bacon there.
Yeah, he did.
Sirianni, after the game, highly emotional. I'm wondering if he... honestly, he's in it. That's the thing I love about him, too. He's in his feelings, man. And he is 100% pure. This is what he said after.
The resiliency... I mean, the defense played unbelievable. I mean, we played on their – that's a good offensive line. We played on their side of the line of scrimmage an awful lot. Jalen Carter played his butt off. Jordan Davis played his butt off when everybody has been doubting them all week. Well, what are we doing? Why are we drafting these guys? I've heard it all. I've heard everything. I try not to listen, but I got to come talk to the media 5 times a week, so you hear it all. And they responded because they didn't care about what anybody thought of them. And then when they weren't riding with them, when we were losing, they ain't going to ride with us when we win. And so we heard it all. We heard everything, and they heard it, and they responded. And all you can do is control yourself. You're always going to have people saying different things about you. And they went out there, and they worked their ass off. I'm going to get emotional. They worked their ass off all week. Vic Fangio put them in a great spot all week. Clint Hurt put them in a great spot all week with the way he drilled them, the way they were, he was on all week. And they went out and responded, and they did it.
Listen, I like the guy, man. So I'll give 2 cents since he might be listening. Nick, turn off the radio. Unplug. Get off of Twitter and tell your people to stop sending you stuff if that's the way you're staying up to speed. Get off it. Unplug, man.
WIP.
Unplug. Unplug. Get off it. Let everyone else worry about it. Yeah. It's unreal, the difference in this league, man. Without Saquon, they're 0-3. And with Saquon catching one at the end of the Monday nighter, they're 3-0. Go figure, man. Philadelphia next at Tampa. Oh, boy. Are those two teams that want to wipe the taste of week 3 out of their mouths? And then they have a bye. Get healthy a little bit. Home for Cleveland. Deshaun Watson, I don't know what's happened to him either. At the Giants, that'll be the Saquonapalooza. So, they got some nice runway in front of them. And Giants fans, get ready for that. Just get ready. I know you're feeling good. Malik Nabers looks incredible. And you won a game. And we'll see what happens on Thursday night. And you're feeling good. Daniel Jones at one point threw another one late over the middle from the end zone. It's just like from his own end zone. I'm like, oh my God. Potentially the most mind-boggling individual ever to graduate from Duke. All right. And so I know you're feeling good about it. And you should, because let me tell you, man, those last 2 weeks, they could be 2-1 right now, but it's coming. Saquon's coming, and the whole business of you let him walk and he went to Philadelphia and look what he's done in Philadelphia. If everybody stays healthy, that's going to be week 6. It's coming. All of us in the media are going to pound that drum. So get ready for it. But Philadelphia, you should thank your lucky stars the Giants wouldn't pay Saquon Barkley. All right, 3-0 quarterbacks. You want to talk about 3-0 quarterbacks you didn't see coming? How about this one? Mahomes we saw coming, right?
Sure.
If Allen wins tonight, we could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Geno Smith, we see that one?
Nope.
The Seattle Seahawks are 3-0 without allowing 150 yards passing on the other side of the ball. You know the last team to do that, start 3-0 without giving up 150 yards or more in passing on the defensive side of the ball and going 3-0, I'll just save you the time for looking up the 1979 Steelers.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Okay. So you call this the teal curtain?
Nice.
Thank you.
That's not bad.
You're welcome.
That's not bad.
Everybody, everybody's looking for what they're doing on the next Legion of Boom. The teal curtain.
Seafoam curtain?
I don't know. Because there's just a little bit of teal. It's not their general. I understand. Right. Listen, everybody, stop. I'm trying.
Workshop.
Sam Darnold.
Oh,
hey.
MVP Sam.
MVP Sam.
Back.
Do we have Sam Darnold sound? Well, we do. Sam Darnold is 3-0.
Yes.
So the sound you hear right now is Jordan Palmer saying, I told you so, from deep down in Southern California. If you can hear him say that. Oh, he's texting me every time Sam throws a touchdown.
No way.
Yes, he is. I've heard from him every week.
Text with Jordan. That's great.
Sam Darnold, hit it.
At the end of the day, it's, you know, did I do everything that I could to put our offense in a really good position? For the most part, yes. I feel like I could have, done a little bit better in that regard on those couple drives that I mentioned in the third quarter. And so, again, there's room for improvement, which is great for us. But, you know, that's I feel like that's it's going to be that way every single game. You know, you always have room for improvement, and, you know, we'll just go from there.
Good for him, man. It's just so great seeing another opportunity for another quarterback that left on the side of the road by so many in the media and fandom. And they're 3-0, and Justin Jefferson is looking great. Jordan Addison was out. So there are other people stepping up. And they just absolutely eviscerated the Houston Texans, bang thing and all, defensively. They look great, 3-0. How about the Pittsburgh Steelers, bang thing defensively? Justin Fields is 3-0, while Caleb Williams is 1-2. Lucky to be that, too. You go, Justin Fields. By the way, Russ led the team out of the tunnel. That may be his role at this point in time.
Yeah.
And again, Fields isn't lighting it up, but he's doing enough, he's getting better each week.
Just getting the dub.
They have the best defense in the NFL.
You could make that case, too.
Yeah.
So those are your undefeated quarterbacks. Oh, wait a minute. There's one more. Andy Dalton.
Malik Willis
defeated.
Malik Willis is
undefeated as well. So can't make it up. Your undefeated quarterbacks right now from jump: Mahomes, Geno,
yeah,
Sam,
jeez,
Justin Fields, and then not from jump coming in and not losing games. Malik Willis, who couldn't get a first down in Tennessee, and Andy Dalton. For a team that benched their first overall quarterback, and it looked like they couldn't do anything with anybody. And the Red Rifle saying, I'm here. I'm relevant. And gosh darn it, people like me. The Stuart Smalley of quarterbacks.
Oh, man. I love Andy Dalton.
Carolina, baby.
36.
What is going on in the first 3 weeks of the National Football League season is unbelievable. And we got a poll question. Put it up, Chris. Go ahead.
All right, let's throw it up. Looking at the 3-0 teams. Most surprising 3-0 team that you believe in the most. See, Steelers, Vikings, Seahawks.
Steelers, Vikings, Seahawks.
You believe in the most. It's up.
I have a feeling.
Let's have it.
Steelers fans will chime in. Hashtag here we go. And the Seahawks. Dude, defensively, they are killing it. Killing it. And Geno can go up to DK anytime. Smith and Jigba and Lockett. If Kenneth Walker can stay healthy and have a 1-2 punch with Charbonnet, Noah Fant is sitting there. They're 3-0. Rest of their division is two games behind them. They have a two-game lead in their division right now. Two games. I mean, the only other team that can say that are the Steelers. Jeez. And their next game, talk about fun. Monday night at Detroit. That is going to be a fun one. Seahawks are coming to town. Mike McDonald back to the state of Michigan. We'll see what he can do there. But go ahead and vote. At Rich Eisen Show, we'll ask that question of our friend Andrew Whitworth when he joins us in hour number 3 of this program. But rest hours for all of us.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal, you can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.